Hi, this week the question is, did the Bible predict the earthquakes which we have recently experienced? On Saturday morning, November 5th, 2011, at 2:17 a.m., there was a 4.7 magnitude earthquake which shook Prague, Oklahoma. Later that evening, at 10:52 p.m., a 5.6 magnitude earthquake would set a record as the most powerful earthquake to shake the earth in the history of Oklahoma. Many people believe these earthquakes were predicted in the Bible. Here's one passage which some people believe predicts the earthquakes being experienced. Matthew 24, verse 7. There the Bible says, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places." So the question we're asking is this: does this Bible passage predict the earthquakes that we are now experiencing? And furthermore, are the recent earthquakes proof that the end of the world is near? First, let me say that the end of the world is nearer today than it was yesterday. There's no doubt about that, but the Bible also teaches plainly that no one can predict the end of the world. Jesus said this in Mark 13, verse 32, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." Listen, if the angels and the Lord Himself does not know when the end of the world will be, it is not possible for anyone else to predict the end of the world. Second, let it be remembered that the day that a person dies, that is the end of the world for that person. And what I mean by this is that some people get all worked up about the idea of the end of the world. They get scared and serious for a moment and think seriously about spiritual matters, but they forget that they could die at any given moment from a car wreck or a heart attack. And the day a person dies, the world ended for that person. We should therefore live each day as if it were our last day on the earth. If each person did this, they would always be ready, even if the Lord should come again today, and today were the end of the world for everyone. In Mark 13, verse 35, Jesus said, "Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." Well, the third thing we need to remember is that when the Bible speaks about earthquakes as a sign of coming destruction, it is speaking about the destruction which would come upon Jerusalem in the year 70 AD. In Matthew 24, verse 7, it comes in the context of Jesus describing to his disciples about the destruction of Jerusalem by the Roman army. That destruction would come in August of 70 AD. To prepare his people for that destruction, the Lord gave his disciples signs to watch for. Earthquakes were part of those signs of Jerusalem's impending destruction by the Roman army. After Jesus gave this warning, he said this in Matthew 24, verse 34, "Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place." The generation Jesus was speaking about was the generation of Jews living during his time when he lived on the earth. Those Jews would not die till all the destruction occurred like Jesus predicted. Therefore, the answer to the question is simply no. The Bible never predicted the earthquakes which are now occurring. The Bible does not give any warnings as to when the world is going to end. Jesus makes this plain in Matthew 24, verse 37, "But as in the days of Noah, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus taught that the end of the world would come, but it would come like a thief in the night. Matthew 24:43-44. Thieves do not give warning signs of when they're about to come. Thieves come when people are least expecting them. And this is how Jesus will return, when people least expect him, with no signs. So again, no, absolutely and emphatically no, the Bible never predicted the earthquakes which are now occurring in Oklahoma or anywhere else in the whole world.